The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so happy this evening because I know God is going to bless somebody. Praise the Lord. You know, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Tonight, if you can connect unto God, God is going to show you things that you don't know. God is going to show you things that will change your destiny. God is going to take you to a place of honor in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for granting me this opportunity to stand before the people of God. Let's jam our hands together and celebrate this wonderful man of God. May God bless you, sir, and increase you more and more. And also appreciate Mama for her support. God bless you, Mom. In the name of Jesus. You will continually be the blessed one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I appreciate each and every one of us for taking our time to be in the presence of God tonight. I pray that the blessings that God has packaged together for you tonight, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Quickly, we are continuing tonight in our series, and we are going to be treating requirements for lasting impact. Requirements. What is required? Requirements for lasting impact. Without taking much of our time, I want us to know that our God wants us to be people of impact. You know, the name of this church is Impact House International Church. So every member of this church that is not making impact is not a bona fide son or daughter of this ministry. You cannot see a lion and you see a kid lion, and you will say, because it's a baby lion, it doesn't have, what do they call that hair that grows on their mane? The male used to have mane. It doesn't have the mane, M-A-N-E. It doesn't have it, then you say it's not a lion. I don't know if you are getting it. You see a kid lion, because the mane have not grown, they say this is not a lion. It is a lion. Praise the Lord. And if you toy with it, you can find yourself to blame. Praise the Lord. So as an impact person, as a member of Impact House, we must make impact anywhere we are. We must be a reference point. We must be a light anywhere we have. And we must understand this also, that God has destined us for impact. Turn to your neighbor, you are destined for impact. You know, it is important to God that we make impact in life. It is very important to God. It is very important to God. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 5. And I'll be reading from verse 13 down to verse 16. Matthew, chapter 5, from verse 13 to verse 16. It says, "Ye are the salt of the world, of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savour, wherewith shall he be salted? It is therefore good for nothing." You will not be good for nothing in Jesus' name. "But cast out, and to be trodden under the foot of men." This has been our anchor scripture. And you know, when Pastor Ebenezer was ministering last week, said his grandmother gave him salt and said, "Taste." And he tasted it, and the salt was tasting blank. Nothing, no taste. And I was just thinking within me, what reaction has happened? And I couldn't get the reaction. But today I got that thing via the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That thing is no longer salt. It has changed completely to something else. And because it has lost its savor, it is useless. It's a complete different chemical from the normal NaCl, the sodium chloride that we call salt. It has changed into something else. It has metamorphosized into something that is not usable, that is not making any impact, that you cannot add to anything. Though it's still looking white, it still has the characteristics of salt. When you carry it, you will still think it is salt, but in the real sense, it is not salt. Praise the Lord. And that is the same thing when a believer loses his status as a child of God, as a believer, the ability to carry light, the ability to be a servant, the ability to make impact is lost. Praise the Lord. And we must understand that God has destined. He said, "Ye are light." He didn't say, "I will make you light." He said, "Ye are light." That is, you have been the light. "Ye are the salt of the earth. It didn't say, after this you will become the salt. It means from the beginning we are destined to be salt. It means from beginning we are destined to be light. Say, as a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so are you. Praise the Lord. You cannot be hidden. You are to make impact. An impact person is not a hidden person. Praise the Lord. And that is why this church cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Impact house cannot be hidden. You know why? Because we are the light of the world. Praise the Lord. And you and I, as ambassador of this ministry and as ambassador of Christ, we must shine forth the light. Says, verse 16 is the verse that I love so much. Say, let your light so shine before men. That is, in other words, don't keep the light. Let it shine. Don't hide it. Let it shine. It is not pride. It is who we are. We are people of impact. We are not boasting. We are not proud about it. We are people of impact. And we must make impact. Say, let your light so shine. Look at that word, so. That is, he qualified that shine. Don't make it little. Let it so shine before men. That they may do what? That they may see your good works. And do what? The ultimate is that glory goes to the Father which is in heaven. So if you are not making impact, you are not fulfilling the command of God, you are not making God to be glorified. And that is why God is pleased with us when we make impact in this life. Not just impact, great impact. So shine, so shine. May your light so shine before all men in the name of Jesus. May you be a man of impact. May you be a woman of impact in your generation in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. We are not just ordinary people, man. You are not just ordinary woman, man. You see, I always tell myself, there is nothing you bring across to me that I look at it as not possible. Especially in my chosen field. If you come with anything and say this, even if I don't know, I will tell you I know. Because I know that I will know. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that is what differentiates you from just an ordinary person. You are different. I cannot be in a place and somebody that doesn't know God will outshine me. Especially in my own field. It's not possible. It's practically impossible. Because I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar human being. I'm not just ordinary. And that is why we must make lasting impact. God has called us into his marvelous light. And we must shine the light. You are not destined to live a wasted life at all. You are a special and very important person to God. You are special. You are so important to God. And God wants to make you nyongon in Yoruba. God wants to use you as shakara. So that glory will come to him. So when you are making impact, people will be glorifying God. You know, Papa will always say something. Papa will say, when he wakes up every day, he wants that day to end with somebody thanking God because he exists. That is a man of impact. Somebody must be able to say, God, I thank you for this person coming my way. So shall your life be in the name of Jesus. Quickly, because of time, what are the requirements for lasting impact? Number one requirement for lasting impact is called self-control. Self-control. How come? Self-control. Do you know what makes that salt to lose its savor? It is because the salt does not have certain control. Number one, salt is hygroscopic. It means water must not come into it. So if you don't control water that is coming to it, it will lose its savor. Praise the Lord. There are certain things that must not come into your life that you must have control over. There are certain things. If you light a light, the light will keep burning. But when you bring CO2, carbon dioxide to it, it will go off. It will quench it no matter how big the light is. You know why? It takes away the oxygen, which is the life of the light. Praise the Lord. So we must understand that there are certain things that must not come in our life. And that is why we must have control. Turn to your neighbor, say, take control. Take control. You must have control if you are going to make a lasting impact in life. You must put your life under control. There are some people, they lost it because they lack control. An example is a man by the name Esau. In Genesis 25, from verse 29 to 35. This man lacked control over his appetite. And because he could not control his appetite, he lost his destiny. Jacob made the porridge. Asaro. Porridge. Elepo rederede. The Bible says Jacob made a sword porridge. I've been asking myself, what is sword? It must be something special. That this guy could not restrain himself. He said, and Esau came from the field and he was faint. He was weak, yes, but he was not dying. Because if he were to be, he was dying, the Bible would say he was about to die. He was weak, but he was not dying. And he said to, he was even the one that went and said, feed me, I pray thee, Oloju Kokoro, with the same red porridge, for I am faint. Therefore, his name was called Hidom. Any name that can affect your destiny, tonight I pray the blood of Jesus wipe them away in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to abstain from things that can cause your destiny to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And the wise guy said, sell me your birthright. And the guy said, what is birthright? Give me the food, take the birthright, finish. End of story. That changes destiny. Not only his destiny, the destiny of a generation was lost on a platter of porridge. Many have lost their destiny on a platter of 5 minutes enjoyment. Gone. I was recently talking to somebody. I said, Nokia 3310 that some people died for years back. If you give it to Direde or Daniel, my son, or any of the kids, they will look at it. They won't tell you thank you. You know why? They can't browse on it. And those guys know how to do all those things. They won't tell you thank you. They'll just, oh, daddy, well done. That's all. No thanks. Why? It makes no meaning. Some people died because of that. They sold their destiny just because you must have control. Any man or woman that will make impact in life must always exercise self-control. Samson lost an impactful life because he lost control. He loved a lot. And because of his love for worldly women and women that, and he has been warned. That's the funniest part of it. He had warning. Don't do this. Don't do it. Just like we are having it tonight. Don't do it. Yet he did it. And he lost it. Wash out. Because lack of self-control can kill. Judges chapter 13, verse 21 to 25. But there's something I want to bring forth from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to read verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to read from verse 24. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Anyone that is striving to make impact must temperate, means there means control. Now they do this to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. Therefore, so I run, not as certainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the hair. I love verse 27. See, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I preach unto others, I myself should be a castaway. One of the easiest things where people lost their savor and lost their destiny and lost their impact is not able to keep their body under control. The body will always ask for things that you don't have. But you have the power not to give it. The body will ask for things that you don't have. Brethren, you have the power to say no. I'm not giving you. I'm not going to provide this. It is not yet time for sex because we are not married yet. We cannot do the thing that does not pertain unto us. We have not received the license, so we cannot be joined together by our flesh. We have to be joined together by the pronouncement of a servant of God, not by fleshly lust. Because joining by fleshly lust will lead to disaster. So you must have the ability to control yourself. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 23. Verse 28. Says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken. down without walls. May your city not be broken down without wall in the name of Jesus. The blessing, the anointing of God upon the life of that man called Samson was lost on a platter of a woman. The question is this: if you refuse to do that thing, will he still not have the woman? As in, he followed the right path. He will still marry from his own tribe and still enjoy himself. Something that you will do, oh, and you will get tired. They will even actually say, you do, oh, you will get tired. Then you want to go and be peeping and be sneaking. May God deliver you in the name of Jesus. Number two, love for people. Love for people. Under that self-control, I would have still talked more a little bit. I want us to know it's not only about sex, food, and all of that. Self-control also has to do with your tongue. You must have control over your tongue. Some people have destroyed their life. They can't make impact again because of the way they talk. Some people, it is what they watch. They don't have control over TV. Some people, it is sleep. Some people, it is dress. Some people, it is jewelry. Some people, it's whatsoever that has control over you. You must have control over it from today in the name of Jesus. Number two, love for people. Only those that love people can ever make impact in life. And you know why this is so? Because if you don't love somebody, you will not crave to have impact in the life of that person. Praise the Lord. And you see, one of the easiest ways to know a true man of God is the ability or the amount of love that comes from him. Because God is love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, the love for people is vital. It's a vital requirement for lasting impact in life. No matter what you have in life, if love is not there, it's nothing. Because love is the greatest. Don't allow people to come into your life and take away your love for others because of what they do to you. Somebody has done something 10 years ago. Because of that, you say, every man from this town, they are bad. And there's somebody that God has sent you to make impact in his life, maybe to tutor him and mentor him. And that person, God has designed that person, this person is going to become a great person that will influence many, many more. But that person destiny needed you. And you said, because somebody from that town have offended you or offended your great grandfather, you said, I will not make impact. Love does not look at offense. Turn to your neighbor, love, forgive. Don't allow hatred for people in your heart. Forgive, forgive, forgive with ease, because offense will always come. Matthew chapter 18 verse 7 says, woe unto the world because of offense, for it must what? Needs must be for offense to come. Offense must come. But woe unto the world. So let it go. Let it go. Please don't focus on the offense and the offender. Rather, focus on God. Don't focus on what? On the offense and the offender. It amazes me if somebody will say, because somebody has done something to me in church, I will not come to church again. I ask myself, in your place of work, people don't offend you. Why did you say, because Mr. Kilanko has offended me, because of that, I will not go to work again? Huh? It's amazing. Why don't you as a student say, because one student offended me, I will not come to lecture again? Benga offended me yesterday. I will not go to lecture for the rest of this semester. Your ticket to Tanker is very sure. Straight. You see, it's amazing. Offense. And you know, when you cut yourself away from the assembly of the brethren, you are cutting yourself away from light, because God is the source of the light. Every branch that is detached from the tree does what? Withered away. It cannot make impact. This, let's say this is a tree, and this is where we have the fruits. These are the fruits. These are the fruits. As long as this one is connected to these, it keeps bearing fruit. And as it's bearing fruit, Benjamin, Joy, and all their crew, they are getting delicious, sumptuous fruits from this. and they are joined. So it's making impact in their life. Just like they make impact by their steps. It's making impact. But if I come with a scissors and I cut this from here, then I just hang it like that. It's cut off from the source. If they come, there can't be any transfer from this to them any longer. It's the same thing. When you cut yourself off from the presence of God, you can't make impact. And when you don't make impact, you are not making God happy. And if God is not happy because He has designed you to make impact, may God not replace us. That's the truth. God can replace. And there's nobody that God has replaced in the Bible that ended well. None. So we must understand that offense, when it comes, it is to make us to become better. So we must, with love, remove the offense. 1 John chapter 2, verse 10 says, "The one who loves his brother abides in light, and there is no cause for what? For stumbling in him." The one who loves his brother abides in light. That is, the one who loves his brother has light. Has light. And there is no occasion of stumbling in him. So if you hate your brother, you are in darkness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 says, "Walk in love, just as Christ has also loved you." Walk in love. You cannot make impact if you are not loving. It's only the loving ones that can make impact. So that is requirement number 2 for us to make impact. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God has called us to make impact, and we must make impact. Number 3, quickly, contribution mentality or contributory mentality. There's a mentality of I want to contribute. There's a mentality of owner. There's a mentality of tenant. There's a mentality of collect. Collection mentality. Just to collect. You know, collect. Just to collect. When we're in school, we're taught symbiosis association. I used to tell myself, there's nothing like symbiotic association in any way. Then they would say there's parasitic association. That one is real. But symbiosis is really very scarce. It only exists where there is love of God. That is the only place where you can have that. But in real, outside the world, outside the kingdom, doesn't exist. It's either you are contributory or you are collectory. You are just collecting, if there's anything like collectory. And brethren, let me tell you this. The one that is contributing is the one making impact. The one that is collecting can never make impact. And I will prove it to you. If you pick a bowl of water and you put it in the fridge make it cool, and you bring it out. Then you take that same bowl of water, you give it to somebody, and the person drinks it. What do you think will happen? The person has been in the sun since. The person becomes what? Refreshed. After a while, he goes to the toilet and diffuses the thing out. The one he has released that the toilet kept collecting, which impact is he making? Please, can you answer me? None. There's nothing. In fact, after a while, the thing gets full, we'll be shouting, "Come and pack it." You see, the one that is always collecting without giving back becomes stinky. It will get to a point, it will start stinking. But when you give back, you are contributing. You are making a contribution. We must have this mentality. Our mentality must change. It is important you want to make impact in life, then you must have a contribution mentality. This is a direct product of your thinking. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for as the out of it are the issues of life." Your thinking, your mentality must change. This is the kind of mentality that Solomon shown, and God blessed him so much. God said, "Ask anything." This guy could have asked for the head of King Hadad, or he could have asked for the head of King Haman, or whatever king. He could have asked, "God, make me a generalissimo that nobody will be able to question anything I decide." But he didn't ask for that. said, God, just give me wisdom so that I can lead these people. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 3 from 3 to 13. He said, give me wisdom so that I can lead your people. And God said, because you have not asked for the life of your enemy, neither have you asked for riches, neither have you asked for long life. He said, I will give unto you that wisdom, but in addition, because your desire is to make impact, is to contribute to the kingdom progress, I will now add surplus to you. I will bless you so much that nobody will be able to compare to you in terms of wealth and in terms of wisdom. Brethren, anybody that is killing 1,000 cow per day, don't be money, 1,000 every blessed day, sun comes out, slaughter 1,000 to feed people. That is impact. The Bible said this man has 3,000 chosen horses. It's like having 3,000 SUVs, the highest chosen horses from Syria, as in imported horses, not just local, imported brands, designer. The wisdom is so much that King Chiba came from our country, a great person. It's like Obama coming to Nigeria and meeting with somebody and said, your own too much. Or Trump coming and said, this one is too much. This man dazzled the world. He was a man of great impact. And that is why the Bible says that the people around him have to sign peace with him. You know why? Because the economy of all the nations around him depend on the economy of Israel. They depend on Solomon to live. And it all started because this man offered a sacrifice of 1,000 burnt offering to God. He contributed. He released. Brethren, we must understand that collecting. I'm not saying it's bad to collect, but it's not good. Also, so if it's not good, it's what? Thank you. Praise the Lord. This is the kind of mentality that Apostle Paul also shows. And the agenda of our Lord Jesus Christ is for us to be contributory to the life of people around us, to our society, to anywhere we find ourselves. That is the mentality that we must have. We must not have this mentality of take. No, that is a local, devilish mentality. It's not from God. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said, while you were yet sinner, Christ died for you. You were nothing. We are nothing. We are nothing. Christ died for us. God gave him. And he accepted. And he gave himself. So that he can make impact in our life. We must understand that to make impact, we must have this mentality. Change your mentality. Turn to your neighbor. Say, change your mentality. From collection mentality or collection theory or whatever to contributory, to a contribution mentality. Don't just be collecting. Collectory. Don't be a collectory person. Say, are you a collectory person? No. Don't be a collectory person. Be a contributory person. What are you contributing to the kingdom of God? What are you hiding? What value are you hiding? Let me tell you this. The more you had, the more you are replenished with. There's him that scattereth, yet increaseth. There's him that withholdeth more than is needed, and turneth to what? To penury. Scatter. Release. Contribute. Help others. Help people. Support. And you see yourself increasing. You know, I've come to realize that if you want to increase your skill, one of the things you can do to increase your skill in anything is to teach others. The more you do it, the more you increase in knowledge. The more you do it. I was telling some group of people in my place of work, I said, look, if I'm leaving this company, I want to leave empty. As in, I'm ready to pour myself, everything, pour it out. I said, for those that are ready to learn, I'm ready. I want to pour everything. And the person looked at me and said, oh yeah, but if you pour everything, she didn't say it, she didn't say that actually, but the look on her face was, oh yeah, if you pour everything, they won't value you. If there's something, they won't call you, then you can't come and do. It's not like that. When you pour out, you are giving. When you give, God replenish. When you give, God replenish. If this thing is a vessel, and I keep pouring, when it gets full, I will stop pouring. But if there's a linkage that is serving other vessels there, and those other vessels are serving other vessels, and those ones are serving other vessels, I keep pouring, it keep going, I keep pouring, it keep going, this thing will ever remain clean. But if it stays, it becomes stinking. Hallelujah. Number four, giving of glory to God always. Number four requirement is giving of glory to God always. A person that will make impact is a person that will always give glory to God. As long as you give glory to God, He will keep giving you power and grace for lasting impact. In the book of Psalm 29, verse 1 to 2, it says, "Give unto God, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto Him glory. Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness." Worship Him. Give Him glory. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we must understand that anything you do, it is from God. No man can have power to do anything unless it's given from God. And when you return the glory back unto Him, you say, "Yes, Omo da dalili." He will release more. So when you are able to make the little impact and you desire more, return the glory back to God. Praise the Lord. For anything you do, know that the source is God. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11, say, "For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. For my own name. And I will not give my glory unto another." God does not like anybody to share His glory. He doesn't like it. It grieves God. So don't share the glory with God. Just give it back. "Father, thank you for helping me to make this much impact." You see, that is why most people, I always tell people that it is somebody that is not making real impact that puffed. The people that are making the real impact are humble. You won't even know. They are behind the scene people. The thing is happening, you won't even know who is driving it. It is God that is driving it through somebody. Praise the Lord. And that is why in this church we have this mentality, by the grace of God through His servant, to ever remain grateful to God for who we have, for who we will be, for who we are going to become. Brethren, the journey is still far. Very, very far. We are just at the beginning. Very far. And we have learned how to glorify God now so that God can take us far. You must know how to give Him glory for everything so that the impact can continue. May God give us the grace to be able to do this in the name of Jesus. Number five, because of time, is the divine presence or divine backing of God. For impact, you need the backing of God. You need the presence of God. The presence of God is a vital requirement for any lasting impact in life. It's a vital requirement. Moses says something in the book of Exodus 33:14-15. Exodus chapter 33:14-15. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Okay. "And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Verse 15. "And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." This is a man that understands that for him to continually make impact in the life of about 3 million people that he was leading there, he need God. Even if it is two, you need God. Praise the Lord. You need the backing of God. You need the God factor for you to be a man of impact. If you are not connected to God, if you are not in fellowship with God, you cannot have the presence of God. Hello? Hello? We must understand this, that for us to carry the presence of God, there must be a connection between us and God. If you are not connected to Him, you cannot have His presence. You cannot have His backing. Things might be working for you, in quote, but it's just for a while. That is why you must be connected for you to carry His presence. I cannot carry the name of a man that I did not know to do anything or that doesn't know me, if I go to CBN now, and I said, who is the CBN governor now? Godwin Emefiele. And I said, Mr. Godwin Emefiele, I'm from Bar Simon Omoshebi, that's my father's name. And I need to get $1 million. He will look at me and say, God, take this guy out. I carry my father's signature. He won't mind me. But if I go to my hometown and I go to meet somebody and I said, I am the son of Pa Simon Omoshebi and I needed this, he say, Omo Baba Nye, Mabo Wajoku. He will listen to me. It's the same name, but he carries this different power. In one place, I'm known and connected. In another place, there is nothing. So if you they are not connected, you cannot carry his presence. And without his presence, you cannot make impact. That is why we must be connected, so that his presence can go with us. Why will Moses talk to God and say, God, if your presence is not going, I'm not going? Because he's connected. He has a relationship with God. And the presence of God, his divine presence, is the key. One vital thing you must crave for is God's presence. If you desire to have a lasting impact, God factor and his presence is the key. Praise the Lord. Quickly, what are the keys to God's presence? Because this is the key. This is the primary, this is the most important. Number one is holiness. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, say, follow peace with all men and without holiness with which no man shall see God. Without holiness, because God is a holy God. He is a holy God, he cannot behold iniquity. So if there is iniquity in your life, God cannot behold it. And God cannot be connected to you for you to carry his presence. How can a sinner carry the presence of God? It is not possible. It cannot happen. A fornicator, a liar, a cheat, carrying the presence of God, it's not possible. You can carry the presence of lies and some other things, but not the presence of God. God is a holy God, and he that will carry his presence must be holy, because he cannot behold iniquity. Number two is via prayer and fasting. Like very soon we'll be doing a period of prayer and fasting. You see, these 12 days that we are going to do, please brethren, key into it. Key into it. It's a period that is very dangerous for your enemy to play with you. Praise the Lord. If you are truly in it, it's a dangerous period. Brethren, to carry the presence of God, you need prayer. You need the power of prayer. You need the power of prayer. The book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9 says, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. In the night. In the night hour. I'm praying. Ezra chapter 8 verse 20 says, so we fasted and prayed to our God. We fasted and prayed to our God so that, and we entreat him. And our prayer is what links us to God. It's our prayer that links us to God. It's our prayer and our fasting that links us to God. Brethren, you must know how to pray and fast if you want to be in God's presence. Prayer takes you to his presence. It keeps you in his presence. Number three, and when you fast, it humbles you. And when you are humble, God loves the humble. So he comes around to play with you. Praise the Lord. You must be praiseful. You must be praiseful. Psalm 100 verse 4 says what? Enter into his what? Into his gates with what? With thanksgiving. And into his court with what? With praise. It's like coming into his courtyard, into his house, into his gates with thanksgiving. And when I go into his court, that is his bedroom, the innermost part, I do that with praise. You must be praiseful. You must be praiseful. You know why? Because God inhabits the praises of his people. And when God inhabits his praises of his people, it means that when God is inhabiting your praise, it means God is around you. His presence must be with you because he's inhabiting your praise. So definitely, his presence must be in your life. Number four is kingdom service. Kingdom service. Kingdom service. You cannot enjoy the presence of God if you are not an adherent follower of God. If you are not an adherent follower of God. And if you don't follow after God, you cannot receive from him. God demands a faithful follower. If you're a faithful stewardship that is involved in faithful service to God, definitely the presence of God must be around you. As the truth, you can always call for his presence. If I'm a faithful servant and I'm in trouble and I call my master, Oga, please, oh, I need your help. He won't ask me what is wrong. Sort yourself. You say, I'm coming right behind you. Why? Because I'm a faithful servant. I'm a faithful steward. Praise the Lord. That was why that made that centurion man to sort for Jesus. And say, Jesus, there's a servant of mine that is sick. And I needed you to heal him because he's precious to the master. Brethren, the kingdom service is a precious thing. Get involved and be involved faithfully. Not with mouth, not with men pleaser high service, but with all your heart and with all your soul. And as you do this, the presence of God begin to rally around you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the presence of God is the key to make impact. Where the presence of God is, the power of God is there. Where the presence of God is, the glory of God is there. Where the glory of God is, miracles happen. Impact take place. I cannot carry the presence of God and I will not carry light, because God is light. I cannot carry the presence of God and I will not carry impact, because God is impact. I cannot carry the presence of God and I will not carry power. I pray tonight that God is going to give you the grace to do this, and so that you can have his presence all around you in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.